We get things underway by welcoming back to the program the talented photographer, owner of the Montu Gallery in Hancock, former sportscaster extraordinaire, the lovely and talented Jerry Montu joins us. Yep. Hello, Jerry.
Yeah, just hang on one sec. Yeah, I'm sorry, Rich, just one second. Yeah, exactly. It's exactly what I want. I'm sorry, Rich. I was on the other line with my drug dealer, asking him if he could possibly sell me whatever Kimberly Guilfoyle and DJ TJ were using the other night. Because I got to be honest, I got to get me some of that stuff.
Have you seen? We were actually, it's funny you say that. In the break, we were watching somebody put together a mashup of her speech and Dwight Schrute. Have you seen that mashup?
No.
Oh, God, it's brilliant.
Send it to me. My God.
It is so perfect.
Oh, what a freak show, huh? Oh.
Yeah, that's...
But the best part, you know how Trump cares so much about ratings. The best part is that the DNC convention drew 3 million more viewers than the RNC did on night one, which is, it's, you've got to be eating at him.
But it's fake news. I don't read. The OAN numbers have me winning by a lot.
Rasmussen report said.
Well, interesting times that we live in here, and well, you are more aware of this than most, because while we're all doing what we can to deal with COVID-19, you've had to deal with it right in your family.
Yeah. it hit pretty close to home for me this summer. I lost my brother, my older brother. The virus took him, and I'll tell you the story briefly. My brother was 3 years older than I am. Went into the hospital back in April, complaining of a horrible cough that he just couldn't stop. It was pneumonia-like symptoms, and they gave him some drugs and sent him home. It wouldn't stop. He kept coughing. This time he went to the emergency room at Central Maine Medical Center, and he was tested for COVID, and the test was negative, of course. But again, briefly, the pneumonia-like symptoms eventually turned into a problem with his lungs. They did X-rays. They found blood clots in his lungs, and that eventually morphed into a kidney problem. His kidneys failed, and that's what killed him. But there were classic COVID symptoms. He was tested twice for COVID, both times negative, but classic pneumonia-like symptoms that turned into blood clots, that became a pulmonary issue, went to his liver, and that's eventually what took his life. So it's a cautionary tale, and I, ever since that happened, I've been on this, well, personal mission so that my brother Robbie would not have died in vain. I've been trying to tell people that these tests are not reliable. They simply aren't. They may be in some cases, but look what happened just the other day in the NFL. 77 cases.
Right.
77 tests. Now, it happened in reverse. They tested positive. It turns out the tests were wrong. They were negative. But they're completely unreliable, Rich. So the only thing we can do is be as careful as possible and wear those friggin' masks.
Yeah, and we've been preaching that here forever. You know, I'm headed back to school today. Students coming in next week, and we've been so strident about this. And look, most people are good, but Jesus, the people that, first of all, how this ever became a political thing? I mean, we know how it happened.
We know how it happened.
But how shameful! How of all the horrible things that this clown has done, to turn public health into a political football is just, it's beyond reprehensible. It's, it's evil and nothing less than that.
Well, here's another quick story for you, and then we can talk sports. But as you mentioned, I'm a nature photographer, and I was out shooting loons a short time ago, and I had to use this guy's camp in order to have access to his property. So I went over and knocked on his door and introduced myself. And as I was walking in, he invited me into his camp. And I was walking in, and I said, "Don't worry, I'll keep my distance." He goes, "Oh, don't worry about that. I'm a conservative. I don't care about that."
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's pretty much sums it up.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of that out there. Well, now, how about you? You are in a position to see a lot of tourists. It sounds like, from what I'm hearing, the tourists have been, in some cases, better than the locals.
Yeah, no question about it. And one of the ways I make money up here is I rent my house out in the summertime during the warmer months. And I have been sold out since June. And everyone that comes is incredibly careful and incredibly clean. And I'm booked until mid-October. So what's happening is people are coming to the state of Maine because it's pretty much safe here for the most part. Relatively speaking, it's safe, safer than where they are right now. So they're coming into the state, and this is a small sample, granted, but they're being incredibly respectful, careful, and clean, and it's really really nice to see.
That's good. Well, we're glad to hear that. So have you been paying any attention to sports?
Well, you asked me to come on the show last week. I said my response was good. I'll come on next week, Rich, because that'll give me time to study. And I am not kidding you. As soon as this pandemic hit, as soon as the major leagues started postponing and canceling games and postponing seasons, et cetera, I got to be honest with you. I threw in the towel. I said, I'm done. I am done with sports. I can't take it. But I'm back, man. I'm back. I got to admit, I missed it. And I sincerely hope that, I don't think it's going to happen, I sincerely hope that all the major league sports actually have championships. I don't think it's going to happen. I really don't. I think Major League Baseball, how can you have a legitimate championship with all the COVID cases, all the games that have been either canceled or postponed? How can you call it a legitimate World Series title, whoever wins? I just don't know how that's going to happen.
Well, no, when you've got some teams that have played 25 games and others that have played 10.
Right, right, exactly. And now, by the way, I am so happy to hear what the Milwaukee Bucks just did.
Yes.
Oh my God! I was really hoping that a Wisconsin team would take a stand, and it didn't sound like they were going to do it. It sounded like Kyle Lowry and the Raptors were going to be the ones who stepped up first. But wow, what a moment! In fact, I was listening to your show when you said you had breaking news, and I just about jumped through the roof. This is fantastic! I absolutely love this, Rich.
Yeah, and we may see, as you mentioned, we may see the same thing tomorrow night with the Celtics and the Raptors.
Right, exactly. But look how far we've come, man. I mean, back in the day, when I first started in local TV at Channel 5 in Bangor and then a local station in West Virginia, we used to refer to the sports department as the toy department of life,
Right, right.
And that's what it was. That's what it was. It was just games. Just a bunch of guys playing games, being paid very well. But now look how far we've come. Sports has become news. Well, you know what? It's been news to a certain extent for a long time, but now they're making a difference, an actual difference. It's wonderful.
Yeah, and basketball taking the lead in that, and I have to think it's, among other things, because they have the best commissioner in pro sports.
No question about it. I sincerely hope that Adam Silver and the guys, the gals, whoever's in charge, I sincerely hope they back Milwaukee. They back the Bucks. I mean, I hope they don't penalize them for what they did. It's going to be fascinating to watch how this thing plays out.
Have you paid any attention to the awful Red Sox in this weird season?
Unfortunately, yes. Yes. I did. I knew that this one was bad.
Oh, boy.
But I actually looked up some stats today in preparation for the big show tonight, and I noticed the Red Sox. I almost said we. I'm going to say the Red Sox. They are dead last in ERA in the entire major leagues. I did not know it was that bad, but it is.
Oh, wow. We just, some breaking news here. Kerry, can you want to pass that along from the NBA?
Yeah, this is, as reported by CBS Sports, the NBA and the National Basketball Players Association today announced that in light of the Milwaukee Bucks' decision to not take the floor today for Game 5 against the Orlando Magic, today's three games, Bucks versus Magic, Houston Rockets versus Oklahoma City Thunder, and Los Angeles Lakers versus Portland Trail Blazers, have been postponed. And Game 5 of each series will be rescheduled.
Well done, NBA.
I am really happy to hear that. I am really, really happy. Oh, and you know what? I sincerely hope this is a turning point. I really believe deep down inside that this is going to have the effect that they hope it does. Maybe I'm just being completely optimistic and I'm Pollyanna, but I really think that we're looking at a social turning point.
And this one isn't credited to anybody but Shams Charina, I don't recognize the name, is reporting that the NBA players have called for a meeting tonight in Orlando to determine the next steps, sources tell the Athletic NBA.
Wow. Well, good for them. And, you know, there was some talk among the players before they even reported to the bubble that they were concerned playing these games might distract from the movement. And clearly, the players seizing this moment in light of this horrific shooting in Wisconsin to use their fame, their celebrity, and frankly, the success they've had in the bubble for a great cause. And I think it's tremendous.
I do, too. And let's face it, you know, haters are always going to hate.
Yep.
You know, there's going to be a lot of criticism for what these players are doing and what they will do. But that's to be expected. There's a certain faction, as we all know, of people out there that are just going to hate the NBA for, let's face it, the color of their skin. Okay, and that's always going to be the case. But you shine a light on the injustices that have been taking place recently, you shine a light and now add the voices of some of the most prominent athletes in the world, it has to have a positive effect. I just have to believe it.
Yeah, I sure hope so. Well, that's great. Big news there. Hey, Jerry, it's always so good to talk with you. We appreciate it. And again, our condolences to you and your family on the loss of your brother. And my gosh, hopefully we can just get more and more people to do what most people are doing, and that's do the right thing, keep everybody safe, and eventually put all this behind us.
Amen, brother. Thanks for having me on. All right. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jerry. We'll catch you soon. Be well.
Take care.
Jerry Montu with us here on Downtown.